It's an NRL round preview.
Here we go again.
Not just any round preview podcast, MG. It's the magic round preview podcast.
It certainly is, my friend. It certainly is, because there's a kind of magic in the air.
Means we're going to be magical. Abracadabra stuff here.
Abracadabra. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Nothing up my sleeve. Presto.
Round 10. Let's rip straight into this. The Magic Round opens every single game at Suncorp this weekend. 3 days of jam-packed action. Cannot wait. And it kicks off, on paper, a bit of a fizzer. West Tigers taking on the Newcastle Knights. We spoke on the show yesterday about the West Tigers reshuffle that we've seen. Adam Dewey moved out of the halves to centre. Moses Mbai is going to move to 5'8", and Jacob Little comes back into the side at hooker, which sees Jake Simpkin drop to the extended bench. We see your junior rugby league prodigy, Sean Bloor, come in on the bench in the number 15, which means Stefano Yutoikamano has been dropped to the reserves as well, MG. So another bloke who, from a name perspective, has been pretty solid for the Tigers this year. But Madge obviously at his wit's end.
Yeah, apparently so. I can make a case for most of these games to be different to what we would have thought on a normal basis because of the fact we're going to be all at one stadium. There's going to be a bit of an air of festival about it, festive, you know, reactions to everything. I think it's going to be like a carnival. So I think you're going to see players lift a little bit more. And I think the Tigers and Knights will be one such game. They get the honour of kicking this round off. And I think they won't disappoint. I think this is going to be a game that could be a smoky as one of the games of the weekend.
Wow.
I really do. I think the Knights will come to play. The Tigers, if they don't want to get embarrassed, they've got to pull their fingers out of their ass and have a dig.
Who are you going with? Who are you tipping?
Knights.
Yeah, okay. Knights are 1-17 for those playing along at home as well. Second game of Magic Round, you see the hosts, the de facto hosts of Magic Round, it is their home ground, the Brisbane Broncos, taking on the Manly Seagulls and that wizard.
Well, taking on Tommy Turbo.
Taking on Tommy Trbojevic, the wizard that is Tommy Turbo. He can't keep doing it, just quietly, MG, before we get to the team changes.
Yes, he can.
Some of his mates need to step up around him.
Like, well, that's how he plays. He can't play any differently. The players around him have been sucked into his kind of play like a vortex. They can't help but go with him. It's like a wave when that takes you to the shore. You just get on it and ride it. And that's what, when he's playing this type of footy, you've got to go with it.
Well, look, Marty Tapau returns for the Seagulls. He'll return to the front row, which means Sean Kepi drops to the interchange. Taniela Paseka does need to overcome the HIA protocols in order to take his spot in this game. And Curtis Sirenin just slowly but surely making his way back, not quite in the side yet, but we expect to see him return to Manly rather soon. As far as the Broncos go, Patrick Carrigan, heartbreak story for the young man. His season is over. An ACL injury has ruled him out, which means Thomas Flegler will jump into the number 13. And then we see John Asiata join the bench.
Yeah, and I think the biggest question for the Broncos is who is going to be captain now that Carrigan's out.
Well, Jake Turpin has been given the honour, MG.
Oh, I thought maybe Pangai Jr. might have, because he kind of took the role up when Carrigan got injured. But again, this is one of them games that I talk about with a sprinkling of magic dust all around the stadium. It's their home ground. They don't want to get beaten in front of, you know, 15 other teams on their home deck and at Magic Round. Manly with Tom Turbo playing the way he is and every other player lifting around them, they're going to be very hard to beat. I'm leaning towards Manly.
Well, I feel this is an appropriate time for me to raise it because Digital Tony reminded me of this today as we were wandering the streets of Brisbane. He said, didn't you tip Manly to win the comp? And I remember I did. I tipped Manly at the start of the year. And then about 2 weeks ago when we were asked to reset our expectations, I think I tipped Parramatta. But all I'm saying is my early assessment could prove to be rather accurate.
I don't think so, buddy.
I kept talking, hoping you'd jump in and give me some sort of a pump up, but you gave me nothing.
I don't think so, buddy. Okay. Manly aren't winning the comp.
All right, those are the two games to start us off Friday night, Suncorp Stadium, and then we just roll into Saturday.
Yeah.
And this game, and I call it the car crash game, not out of disrespect, but out of reality, because the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs and the Canberra Raiders are battling. They are both battling for different reasons. The Raiders are on the slide, and the Bulldogs are on the rebuild, and yet they find themselves down the bottom end of the ladder. The big story with this Bulldogs team is Kyle Flanagan has been dropped. He was hooked at halftime in the loss last week, and this week he's been dropped completely. Yesterday he gave the press conference and got quite emotional when speaking about Dad Shane, but they've gone with Jake Averillo and Brandon Wakeham in the halves this week. The Bulldogs, Nick Meaney moves to the centres in place of Corey Allen, who's out with a shoulder injury, and Katoa is named on the wing. Dylan Napa makes his return to the side, which sees CU Manafungai drop back to the interchange, and Atoni will move to the bench in a swap with Corey Waddell.
What about their counterparts, the Raiders?
Jordan Rapana is out. He's been replaced by Semi Vallamai. Hudson Young will start in the 13 as opposed to on the bench where he's been previously. Ryan Sutton is out with an elbow injury. There's a bloke by the name of Josh Hodgson who's been in the media somewhat. He is back. He's named on the bench, however. He won't be starting in the nine. Tom Starling, beg your pardon, retains that spot. So Josh Hodgson back on the bench. He'll be alongside Denamis Louie and Ryan James. Joseph Tarpany is out. Havili drops to the reserves.
Yeah, look, as you mentioned, it's one of them games where you just got to watch it and see what the outcome is. This will be immediately following the Saturday scrum. So looking forward to being in Brisbane.
You're
for
loving
that.
The Saturday scrum, aren't you?
I love it. I love it. 3 hours of just talking footy with like-minded people and like-minded listeners. And it's a little different take on how we get to know our rugby league players and teams. But I think, look, I can't see anything but a Raiders victory, honestly.
Really? You're not even giving the Bulldogs a sniff?
No.
Okay.
No. Sorry,
normally MG
Maybe if Flanagan was playing, I would be. I just don't know. I keep thinking about that press conference. It disappoints me. A, that they put him up in that press conference yesterday knowing that he's going to be dropped. And when I say they, mainly Trent Barrett, the coach, who should know better. You know, when you've got a young, vulnerable half who looks like it's been all his fault the last 8 weeks, which is so far from the truth, it's not funny. So far from the truth. And I felt for him. I felt as if it was my son in the same predicament. I'd be angry if I was Flanagan's, if I was Shane Flanagan. I'd be angry that they made him do a press conference when he was vulnerable, knowing they were going to drop him. I think it's weak. And he's owed an apology.
Very strong, MG. I like it. Hey, let's move along to the next game of the weekend. You got the Sharks taking on the Bunnies. Josh Dugan will replace Jesse Ramien in the centres. He's suffered a fractured eye socket, Jesse Ramien. He's expected to miss 4 to 6 after...
He's been in the wars. He got suspended early.
Yeah, he's had a tough old run.
Yep.
But a big name in, MG, for the Sharkies. Remember Andrew Fifita?
Yeah, he's back.
He is back. He's
good
back.
To see.
He's been named on the interchange bench. Billy Margulis will make way to the extended bench for Fifita. But we get to see Andrew Fifita in first grade for the first time this season. Meanwhile, the Bunnies, what about the return of this bloke? Adam Reynolds. He's been named in the 7. Benji Marshall will move to 5'8", which means Dean Hawkins will obviously drop out of the side. Tane Milne has moved to a wing, which means Dan Gagai will rejoin the centres. Stephen Masters will also drop out onto that extended bench, MG.
So Cody Walker's still fullback?
Cody Walker's still named in the number 1.
Yeah, I think that's a mistake. I don't think he's a fullback. And I think they lose something out of him being fullback in attack. Alex Johnson would make a perfect fullback, I think, anyway. 13th versus 4th. All intrigue will be around Reynolds versus Johnson because... the moving parts of this merry-go-round of halfbacks with Cronulla on the pursuit of Reynolds, if he has a big game, well, it's quite like a job interview. And likewise for Sean Johnson, because I'm pretty sure that there's a spot in the South Sydney roster for a guy around his vintage and his price for next year. And you could see these two making just a complete swap. Who knows what will happen in the next couple of days, because we're finding out soon, apparently, about what Reynolds wants to do with his future with A, Broncos, or B, Sharks.
Does the return of Reynolds lean you to the Bunnies?
It does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fair enough. All right, and then we get to Saturday night where we see this banged-up Rooster side just keeping on against the resurgent Cowboys, which are just... I don't reckon Todd Payton would want anybody writing headlines about them at the moment, but they are just sort of grinding their way into form. of some description. Cowboys unchanged after the 1-point win over the Broncos. For the Roosters, Lachie Lamb comes in at 5'8". Obviously, Drew Hutchison with that horrific injury off the back of the Dylan Brown knees. He is out. So Lachie Lamb comes into the halves. Tupanua comes back from suspension, which means Nat Butcher drops to the interchange. And we see Tapua move to the reserves. Victor Radley and Sam Walker, both named, but under clouds. Victor Radley with that HIA, Sam Walker with that shoulder concern. Joseph Suwali named in the reserves again, MG.
If Walker and Radley play, I'm leaning towards the Roosters. If they don't play, I'm leaning towards the Cowboys.
Wow.
I like Tupanua being back, but I like the way the Cowboys have already all of a sudden jumped into 11th spot on the ladder, and they're slowly creeping up. And their players are starting to wake up. Cohen Hess has been good at front row. Kyle Felt scoring tries like go-go gadget man. And Valentine Holmes at fullback. Young Clifford last week grabbed his opportunity with both hands and took it. It was a fantastic game. We know Drinkwater's been solid all year. And I think the hammer comes back for them this week as well. So the troops are coming back for the Cowboys. And the Roosters, it's the opposite for them. So I'm leaning towards the Cowboys if Walker and Radley are out.
Still no hammer for the Cowboys yet. I think he's probably not far away, MG. Let's get to the first game on Sunday. The Warriors taking on Parramatta Eels. Now, the Warriors, just the one change. Ben Murdoch-Masilla comes back in on the second row for Bailey Sirenin, who drops the reserves off the back of last week's loss. Parramatta's the one that we've been speaking about. We still don't know at time of recording what they will look like, because some of their selections are pending NRL approval. They obviously have the biosecurity issues to work through, and the NRL needs to decide whether they cut the Eels some slack off the back of their decision to play those seven players in the reserve grade as they did last Friday. But let's assume that they are granted permission for the team that they've named. We will see the debut of Jacob Arthur in the halves alongside Mitchell Moses, with Dylan Brown out suspended.
Yeah, exciting times. It's always exciting when we see a young kid making his first grade debut, and especially when it's the son of the coach. Makes it even more tantalising. And look, it's this game, I think, out of all games in the Magic Round, is the hardest one to pick the victor. I don't know. I think that the Warriors, on their day, can beat basically just about anybody in the competition. And because this is kind of on neutral ground, the Eels for mine have got that look about them. And if they can take 21 players with them, pending what's going to happen with the biosecurity measures and stuff like that, well, I think they should be too strong for the Warriors. But the Warriors have got an upset. And as long as two of us are checkers at fullback, they're always in the game. But I'll go the Eels.
Ooh, okay. Niokora obviously also out suspended, but a nice bit of timing with the return of Waka Blake. So he just slots into the centres nicely there for Niokora. Reid Marnie named despite the concussion concern from last week. Nathan Brown also named. Nathan Brown, who signed a new 2-year deal to stick around at the Eels. Reedy was onto early on our show a couple of weeks back. Ray Stone will also come onto the bench in place of Hayes Dunster. So, as we said, the Eels team is somewhat dependent on the NRL exemptions, given what happened last week and the COVID protocols, but that we will assume that the team they've named is the team that they run out with. Then we get to the Storm Dragons, the second final game of Magic Round. The Storm, probably the hardest hit side from a teamless perspective this week, when you look at the quality that they've lost. Brandon Smith suspended, Harry Grant hamstring, Cam Munster foot, Ryan Pappenhausen still not named in the 17.
Wow.
And yet you'd be scared to tip against them, MG.
I wouldn't. Not this weekend, I wouldn't, because it's third versus sixth. And with all that calibre of player out, I simply can't pick the Storm. I can't pick them against the Dragons. I think the Dragons will be... they'll be primed. I think this is one game they'll say to themselves, you know, out of all the games we're going to win this year, this is the one that's going to kickstart our season and get us well and truly, you know, embedded into the top eight. And I think this is the one game I'm predicting an upset.
This is the game. You can argue very much for the upset here. I mean, for the Dragons, they get Ravalawa back from suspensions. He takes the place of Matt Figo on the wing. And for Suma, Faa Masili replaces Junior Amoni on the bench. But just to walk you through the Storm side and what it looks like without all those absolute superstars, Nico Hines, still playing at fullback, has done a good job.
Fantastic job.
In the absence of Ryan Pappenhausen.
Fantastic.
Riley Jacks is at 5'8". given Cam Munster's absence. So he'll be partnering with Jerome Hughes. But that's, you know, Jerome Hughes is playing outstandingly well, and obviously Bellyache will look to him to lead, really lead this side in the absence of those stars. Yeah. Kenny Bromwich is named at hooker. I mean, how's that for a front row?
Wow.
Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich, Christian Welch.
It's big. It's I don't know how talented he is as a hooker, Kenny Bromwich, but that's where they're going to be really. That's where they're going to miss it. I think what you'll see is you'll probably see Riley Jacks play a lot of dummy half.
Right.
I would say, because scooting out of dummy half and playing at the line is one of the things that makes Melbourne so good, especially with Harry Grant at dummy half. He's the best at it in the game. Taking both of them away, Brandon Smith and Harry Grant, is a massive hole. It's a massive hole.
Yep.
And Munster on top of that, and Pappenhausen, so it's a bridge too far from mine. I can't. It'd be almost like Penrith losing, you know, the two halves and you know, Steve Crichton and
Isaac Yeo.
Yeah, that's, you know, you can't take the four best team players. Look what happened to South last week when they took their four of the best players out of their team against Melbourne.
That's a very good comparison, actually. That is Dragons. A very good comparison. All right, go on the Dragons. The upside for the Storm with all those outs is we do see the return of one of the great names in the NRL, which is Tyson Smoothie.
Ah, oh, Smoothie.
The Smooth is back.
Smooth by name, Smooth by nature.
And then the final game of Magic Round, this one happening Sunday evening.
Catch your breath. Everyone get their breath, because this is going to be a blockbuster.
Big inhale. We're calling it the rush hour with MG and Liam. Cup, it is the Gold Coast Titans taking on the Penrith Panthers. The Titans unchanged, and why wouldn't they? I mean, they flew last week against the Tigers.
Well, as of recording, Fifita hadn't been to the judiciary yet, Dave Fifita.
He'll get off.
Well, I hope he does.
He'll get off.
I really hope he does, because I want Penrith to beat Titans at full strength. Oh, there's no excuses.
Please. Why are you calling to give a non-character reference for David Fifita? I should.
The kid, that was a slab. It was a lazy slab. Let him play.
I'm with you. I get Fifita out there. He's got magic in him, and you want to see all of them out there, Magic Round this weekend. So the Titans unchanged, pending the result of David Fifita's judiciary appearance. The Panthers, you're going to be here without Kurt Capewell, which hurts because he's in good form. He's suffered a concussion, so he is out. Liam Martin will start in the back row, and you'll see you've got a debutante, MG.
Yes,
Jermaine Hopgood.
Jermaine Hopgood.
Talk to me about Jermaine.
Yeah, young bloke. He's about 22, 23 from Queensland, been plying his trade in the lower grades and been killing it. He's a big lump of a lad and very uncompromising back rower who's got a good engine. So, yeah, he'll step into that void. And as they all say now, the narrative of every rugby league team, next banner.
You love to see it when these teams are going this well. You love to see how that next man up goes and fits in.
Well, you love to see these kids getting a taste of what these other guys have had a taste of the last 12 months. You know, it's a very special feeling going through Penrith at the moment that doesn't happen to hardly any other team in history. When you go through so many games unbeaten, it gets a habit. Just like losing games becomes a habit. Like ask the Bulldogs that. So it's one of them magic carpet rides that you want to be part of. And all these guys who are around on the peripheral of the Penrith first grade team are just itching to get a run to say that I was part of that team back in the day. Because this team will be spoken about for a long time to come with the success after they win the competition. They've got to win a comp to solidify their status in the game. Otherwise, forget about winning back-to-back comp games. But, you know, that's what I think they will do this year. I think they will back it up this year and win the comp.
He's called it. Did you just quote, I'm not sure if you quoted Aladdin or who sings Steppenwolf? Magic Carpet Ride?
Okay, let's go for a little magic carpet ride. Steppenwolf, that's the one, baby.
And the other thing that we should mention there, Matt Burton. I mean, we've talked about this guy has taken up some column inches in 2021. He's obviously signed with the Bulldogs for next season. He's a half who Panthers have been putting to use at centre. And if you don't believe how good he's going, Paul Momorowski is a centre who is available this week.
Yep.
He didn't get picked. Such is the former Matt Burton.
He's just irresistible. You can't not have him in your 13 because he makes things happen. He's safe. He's a safe defender. He doesn't make mistakes in attack, and he'll go all day. So, yeah, he's not going anywhere from that top 13.
All right, there you have it. That is your round preview podcast, your magic round preview podcast. Love it. Just recapping MG's tips. He's tipping the Knights to beat the Tigers, the Seagulls to beat the Broncos, Raiders over the Bulldogs, Bunnies over the Sharks. Roosters over the Cowboys?
If Walker and Radley play.
All right, so that's a contingent tip. It depends
I'll
on...
I'll go Roosters.
You're
anyway,
going Roosters over the Cowboys. But if you see Radley withdrawn, count that one maybe in the other column. The Warriors... No, you're going the Eels, I beg your pardon, over the Warriors. You're sticking with the Eels despite assuming they get all those players cleared. The Dragons to beat the Storm. Now, this is your upset. You're calling this one. With all that talent out of the Storm lineup, MG is backing in the Dragons.
Yeah, just too much.
What a win that would be.
I would have an asterisk next to it, but that's kind of the same team they field around Origin time, the Storm, without their four or five big players. So we'll see how good they are without their big players.
I reckon Hook would take that asterisk in a heartbeat. And finally, you're tipping the Titans to beat the Panthers in the final round of the game.
No.
Are you not?
Panthers by 14.
14.
Oh, did you swear then?
Give me strength. I didn't swear.
Did you swear then?
I Ricky Stewart did. I swore off my
God. Dumb yourself.
All right, there it is. Get your tipping done. Get out there and enjoy your magic round, whether you're in Brisbane or you're staying in Sydney or wherever it is that you're watching this weekend. It's going to be a fantastic weekend of footy.